he gets onto the area, starts going up the stairs, and he's got full tracksuit on, and he's sort of disrobing as he heads up the stairs while the security chasing him. And he gets to the top and he's trying to get his pants off, and the guy grabs a hold of him and he sort of scuffles with the guy before he goes and jumps off the 10-meter platform.
I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body.
The week in review's back. I believe we've ironed out the technology issues. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. How are you, Ben?
Yeah, good. Hopefully all the gremlins are gone and we can proceed, with caution, but proceed swimmingly.
Yes, we've already had a few false starts here just while we get our shit together. That's got nothing to do with technical, that's just our brains. Speaking of gremlins, what about old mate Jarvo getting on the pitch with the Kangaroos for the Ashes test on? How good was that?
He's brilliant. I don't know how he gets his access, but the look on Munster's face, and the best part of it was he was trying to join in with the anthem, and he was singing probably about as much as half the Australian players were anyway, so he's not even Australian.
Outstanding. I just love, like, Munster, the guy told him, Jarvo told him, I'm Kevy's cousin, but before that he just thought it was some guy who'd won a competition, and he's just probably thinking, oh God, if he has won a competition, I don't want to be doing the right thing here, so they've just let him stay there. But fantastic. Anyway, I thought, because apparently
what would you do?
Exactly. Yeah, apparently he's a serial pest, and so I went through and dug up all of his invasions. Some funny incidents. He started in 2014, him and two mates just ran onto the pitch in an EPL game, and maybe they just got got the rush. And then his next sort of big one was the FINA Diving World Champs. So you can see him sitting in the crowd right next to the 10-meter platform. He gets onto the area, starts going up the stairs, and he's got full tracksuit on, and he's sort of disrobing as he heads up the stairs while the security chasing him, and he gets to the top and he's trying to get his pants off, and the guy grabs a hold of him and he sort of scuffles with the guy before he goes and jumps off the 10-meter platform.
That's brilliant. And didn't he line up with England as well, the football team? I can seem to remember Beckham saying something.
Yeah, he ran, like, he gets, you said,
Was it United the first one?
No, I think it was England, because I've seen the footage. You said, how does he get access? Apparently he gets, like, sort of, forges media accreditation, then he's sitting there on the sideline, and then he takes off his, over whatever gear he's got at the top and trots on out. So he did with England. He didn't quite get to the lineup. But the ones he did, India, England cricket, he ran all the way onto the pitch and sort of shoved Johnny Bairstow. Haven't we all wanted to do that?
He should get the Order of Australia for that.
An NFL game when they came to London, he stood there for the All Blacks anthem before security came and got him halfway through. 2 weeks later, he stood there in full Japanese rugby kit in Dublin when they played Ireland, and he stood there for the whole anthem. He tried to get on for the anthem for English rugby in 2022, but they were on to him, and apparently he got absolutely battered by the security. 2022 Champions League. 2022 Champions League. He's on there celebrating with the Real Madrid players with a camera, and they're kind of laughing, going, "Who the fuck's this bloke?" cricket World Cup 23. He goes on there when the Indian team's fielding in full Indian cricket outfit, and the Indian players, to their credit, are actually laughing and like thinking it's a good old laugh before they They're like, mate, what are you doing out here? You got to get off. But probably the best one is 2024 Olympics closing ceremony. He's on that, you know, they put the podium and stage up or whatever, and he's on there just walking around, and you can see him like looking over his shoulder, making sure he gets him. But he's got a selfie with the French president. Like, how good's that?
That's unbelievable. Do I have a vague memory of him in a helmet and getting out to the middle for the cricket? Walking out, maybe. I just have a vague memory of him walking out and then him taking the helmet off, and like everyone was wondering what was going on.
Yeah.
I have a memory of him with a bat in his hand and a helmet. So I don't know if you've got a full year whether that was not him.
Yeah, I can remember that too. I couldn't find it anywhere. I mean, maybe that was someone else, but yeah, that rings a bell for me too. Full English test kit. Unbelievable. Like, it's amazing, funny, but also disturbing, like, that the security's not better than that, especially for someone who's done it over 10 times now.
Yeah. You'd think they'd have a camera and spot him, like, before he even gets to the gate. But he must just come, like, so unassuming and just maybe in, like you said, with media accreditation, pretend he's talking to someone, turn his head from the camera. Who knows how he gets in, but... He should be a spy. He shouldn't be a sporting pest.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Yeah, he's definitely he has an ability, shall we say. Interesting that there was a Arsenal player, Max Dowman, youngest ever Champions League player at 15, and I was thinking, what were we up to at 15? Like, I can't even comprehend playing against men, let alone being able to play at that level as a 15-year-old. What I did remember, though, is that we played D-grade cricket at senior levels at that 14-15 age group. And from memory, you actually took great delight in absolutely flogging those old blokes around the pitch. You scored a fair few runs that year.
Yeah, got good. And it was, I'm pretty sure, on a Malthoid pitch and on like Thornley Oval or something like that, but they were scary dudes, the guys who we played against, and I do remember that with great delight. But mate, Finn having the presence of mind to be in one of the most elite teams on the planet and taking the pressure and everything stride. I was sitting on the couch eating twisties, I think, at that age.
Yes, exactly. Oh, very good. We probably won't go into the twisty backstory, but it's very funny. But Malfoid pitches, that I don't think my batting probably peaked at the end of Malfoid because the ball just wouldn't get it over knee height, so you could just drive everything. I was in my absolute element as a batsman back in those days.
Yeah, and half volleys galore in D grade, if I remember too.
Half volleys and short balls where they were trying to knock your head off. Ashes squad announced today. No great surprises. There's a couple of new fellas. We've got Brendan Doggett, the guy who ran rampant in the Shield final last year, the bowler. We got Jake Weatherald, who has been cranking out the runs for fun. I looked up his, since the start of the 2025 domestic season, he scored 1,391 runs at 53.5 in domestic cricket, which is pretty impressive in a couple of years at domestic levels where the batters have really struggled for runs. Well, you've had a look at the squad. What do you think? Is it just as you'd expect?
Pretty much. I mean, there's no replacing when we lose one of our great fast bowlers. But for those who think that the batsmen haven't scored a lot of runs this summer, I mean, Labuschagne's scored about 5 tons in a row, so keep that in mind. Smith's scored runs, so there's runs there. It's just whether they can put it all together on the day. And I think that first session will dictate everything for the Ashes. Always does.
Yeah, you're right. It always does. You're right, we're going to miss Cummins, but you got I was going to call him Warren Boland. That's a different Boland. Build the man a statue, Scott Boland. the great ABC commentator for that.
I got a bit of a Warren Boland going.
I think you're right. The runs seem to be there. We'll miss Cummins, but I think we'll be pretty good. NBA, Giddey's been on fire. You said he had another cracking day out today for the Bulls.
Yeah, the new white chocolate in Chicago, the white Jordan. He's put up some great numbers, triple doubles everywhere. Just got to keep him away from the young women, and he's head on straight, and he should be fine for the rest of the season.
Yes, well, best we leave that alone. In his defence, she made it into a over 21s club, so. Leave that alone. Wallabies watch, they're still rubbish. Beaten by England, we think we'll leave them right alone. and I think that's just about us for the week. There wasn't a great deal there.
Yeah, it's just this waiting period until we get to the first test, and the excitement will ramp up in that week beforehand when the English press come out, and then we start seeing all the artful dodgers on the street and their England gear ready to go.
All right, so we might leave it there. Like we said, we're between seasons, and it'll ramp up once the Ashes hits, and we should have more to talk about. But as always, for the listeners, make sure you send in any funny stuff you see in the sporting news over the week. We're crying out for inspiration at the moment, people, so hit us up.
You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.